Welcome to Pillows and Beer, episode 6 of this brand new season, here with my best friend Austin Kroll. I am Craig Conover, and this episode is brought to you by Beachly. We are stoked to introduce you to our friends over at California-based lifestyle brand Beachly. Beachly is a box of beach-inspired style and accessories delivered straight to your front door every season. Sewing Down South is featured in the women's winter box right now. This season's box is the biggest one yet, physically and actually value-wise. And the only way to get your hands on one of these exclusive pillows is to sign up for Beachly. Every Beachly box is guaranteed to include at least $250 worth of retail goods. And if you join today, you will get $20 off your first box when you enter code Craig at checkout. Visit Beachly, BEACHLY.com now. Use code Craig and get in on the good vibes. What's up, Austin? How you doing down in Charleston?
Is it cold up here? Hey, what an intro. And yes, by the way, it is very cold here today. I walked outside and was pleasantly surprised, right? It's like you want it to be cold once it's hot for so long here, right? And it's not just hot, that it's humid. But then when it begins to get cold, you kind of throw like a hissy fit about it. And you're like, I have to wear a jacket outside today. And that's the weather that it is today.
Yeah, that's funny to hear, because I am up in Delaware, as you know. Me and Paige came up a couple days ago. I went to pack, saw a bunch of my heavy sweatshirts, and was like, well, now you're just overpacking, Craig. Nowhere is it that cold that you need that type of attire. And yeah, I should have brought all of my heavy sweatshirts, because it's in the 30s here in Delaware. And
the 30s?
Yeah, fortunately, I had my big coats up here, but... I mean, it's definitely cozy weather. We spent a lot of time by the fire with the dogs and just chilling. 2 for 2 with fried turkeys. We fried another turkey here just because we wanted to show the family.
Wow. Wow. All of a sudden you are an expert. Can I tell you something funny? That, ever since I moved into my new house, some things you don't pack up in boxes or put into suitcases or whatever. And I just like brought a whole bunch of, I brought my snowboard bag essentially and another suitcase that I hadn't unpacked, Craig, since Vermont. I really? Literally opened it and I was like, oh my God, here are all my flannels and like things that I brought to Winter House and hadn't unpacked until probably 2 weeks ago. And I don't know, I just thought it was funny.
It's funny because I did the same thing and look what I found, the star of the show.
What is it? You and I took turns wearing that beanie, and let me just tell you what, I don't know if I'll ever wear a beanie again after watching how many times that I wore the same stupid beanie.
So we found my turquoise aqua colored beanie. I definitely thought it was long gone, but yeah, I mean, look, attire, like switching for the seasons is real, and it sounds silly because our seasons in Charleston don't make any sense, and sometimes it doesn't get cold till after Christmas, but it's starting to get chilly, and I realize that I need to find my clothes.
It is hot, it is cold, and honestly, at the moment, Craig, it's pretty cold here. What's cold here? Obviously, if you don't live in the South, then you might laugh at what I say, but at the moment it's 46, Craig.
I mean, that's chilly. I mean, I'm having a roaring fire in Charleston if it's 46.
Yeah. Anyway. So then if it's 46 now, then that means that it was in the mid to low 50s today.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely dropped at night.
Yeah. I just meant that it was a little cold. Well, your and my nights couldn't be different at the moment. You just had family dinner, yeah?
Yeah. We had Thanksgiving leftovers because we did Thanksgiving here yesterday, and then we'll do Thanksgiving at Paige's on actual Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's cool that your parents and everyone, like, look, I know that you told me that. I just didn't know if that meant that your family was literally going to do a Thanksgiving for y'all early. I guess that's what happens when you're dating somebody.
Well, and it worked out because Christopher and Anna are going to Anna's family tomorrow too. So we did a faux Thanksgiving dinner yesterday, and everyone that's came amazing. Over and like you wouldn't have known it was any other day.
So, okay, a Thanksgiving yesterday, and so today was leftovers. Goodness gracious, how many how many carbs are we about to consume and just, or, you know, calories in the next week. Now you are eating leftovers with your family and Paige, and I literally have Szechuan chicken on the way to my house.
Why'd you go out?
No. I'm just not going to Kiowa until tomorrow. I kind of made the decision earlier. I was running around getting a bunch of stuff done. I'd left my car at Clifton's after a big day of golf on Saturday, his birthday golf, and I've lost my keys. And Saturday just did an absolute number on me. And so I kind of got everything square today so I could leave tomorrow. And obviously my family's calling me and they're like, come home. And I was like, no, Wednesday. And I'll be there through the weekend.
One of our best friends had a, like, 15-person golf outing at Bulls Bay, which Shep's a member of. I had flown home that morning. I was bummed to miss it, but it looked like you guys had a day. So, Hal, walk us through how you lost your keys. Because golfing, I mean, I always lose my credit card when I'm golfing because it always falls out of my bag.
Yeah, you are a master of losing your credit card. And that's not calling you cheap. It's just saying that you literally lose your credit card. And it is too funny because you're like, I'm ordering a new one. And I bet that Amex has been like, this kid has lost 25 of those. So let's see, Saturday. It just started early. Like, we showed up to Clifton's apartment. There's probably like 10 of us there. And it was mimosas and coffee and some Chick-fil-A breakfast and whatnot prior to jumping in a party bus out there. And I just had a mindset that day, which I'm sure that nobody listening is surprised about, but my mind, like, normally I'm like, all right, I'm gonna wait six or so holes to see how I'm playing, and then I'll dive into the transfusions, into this and that. But when I got to Clifton's at 9 a.m., I was like, and see ya. And I just, I was just drinking mimosas and having a blast. And then we got on the party bus to go out there, and that too was just a lot of fun. It was just partaking in a lot of fun, and my group was a lot of fun. And you know how those golf days are. We're just having a blast. And I was afterwards, I guess, yeah, I just didn't check the cart at all. I probably left more than just my keys out there, my dignity included. No, I played decently, maybe not really. And that just turned into the night too. Like, I wore my golf outfit out and I ended up at Republic, Craig. What the hell? I ended up at Republic and I was probably there for 20 minutes because I remember I looked around and like with one eye open kind of thing. And I was like, what the hell am I doing here? What the hell am I doing? And I remember leaving and going to the Mexican place across from Sewing Down South.
Yeah, El Jefe.
El Jefe, eating some tacos there and then coming home. And I don't know what time that was, but it probably wasn't that late because I was not a Republic long, but it was just a journeyman of a day.
How'd you get your key or a new key?
Well, I have a spare key here. Here. And so I woke up today and it was one of those things. Well, I don't know if you do this or if you remember every time that you leave your car downtown, but I go outside to go to the gym with Swoley. And I'm like walking down the stairs and I'm like, you know, clicking the button. And I was like, oh, damn it. I left my car over across the bridge, didn't I? And so I had an Uber over there and it was just this whole, I do it every time I forget that I leave my car and I don't have it because I'm so used to just running outside when I have to leave. And when you run outside and you forget that your car isn't there, it's such a freaking gut punch.
Yeah, not a good feeling. And you're just like, fuck, this is a whole ordeal now. Yes. Because Ubers take forever in Charleston. And oh, that's funny, man. I got out of Dodge and we went to, man, you're going to love going to Kiowa because walking in, my parents picked us up at the airport and walking in and seeing Fenwick and just like knowing that I didn't have to leave the home for a while was great. So we did Blue Coast. Anyone listening from the Mid-Atlantic area, I know Blue Coast and Bethany. And we got crabs on Sunday for the Ravens game, which there's no way we should have won at all. And yesterday, Thanksgiving. So, it was.
Wait. You went to the Ravens game?
No, we got crabs, and okay. I went and picked up crabs for the Ravens game. But I will be there with our camera operator next Sunday, the guy who Tavon's brother.
Our camera operator.
One of our camera operator's brothers, number 25 on the Ravens. So he'll be at the Ravens game.
I'm going to be so excited because going to Kiowa at this time of year, yeah, it definitely just rings Thanksgiving to me. And Katie's out there right now. And my cousins are texting me and they're like, hey, if y'all are bored today, we're sitting in the hot tub drinking, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, not today, but tomorrow. So as soon as I get in, I'm playing, I think, 9 with my dad. And then I guess it's Thanksgiving. So I know that this year is different for you, Craig, but do you normally, let's say the day after Thanksgiving, is it just like an automatic, like, yeah, it's Thanksgiving leftovers kind of day, or do you do something different? Because my family does like Italian night is what I'm trying to get at.
Ours is always leftovers, but like I would be fine with not doing leftovers, but my dad loves it and it's just easy. And it makes like all that effort you put in on Thursday, I think for them being like, okay, we don't have to worry about cooking again.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's so much leftover, which always kind of makes me laugh. In the sense that it's like, okay, I'm cooking for 15. Austin, let me know if you're bringing like a friend or not, because we're gonna have to change it up. Really, I'm like, you're gonna have to change it up, Mom. Really, you are cooking for 30, not for 15, and you know that. And if I bring somebody, it does not change everything.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll ever cook a turkey. I mean, it's good to like mix it up, but cook a turkey another way. I mean, the frying, it turned out almost as good as the first time. And just fun, like sitting around drinking beers around the turkey fryer and telling stories. And that's, I think, a new tradition. But on Christmas, we go out to dinner Christmas Eve, and then we make like a Thanksgiving dinner on Christmas Day.
A Thanksgiving.
I can hear it.
You have turkey on Christmas Day?
Yeah. Christmas like dinner.
We do ham.
See, I don't like ham.
Okay, so my father's Polish, Eastern European, and basically my father was raised as a devout Catholic, and we don't eat meat on Christmas Eve.
Wait, you don't eat meat on Christmas Eve? Oh, okay.
We don't eat meat on Christmas Eve. So we eat pierogies, which is like, do you know what a pierogi is?
Yeah, it's like a dough. It's like a...
Yeah. It's like a dough, and you can wrap up cheese or mushrooms or whatever in it, and it's like a traditional Polish dish, and twice-baked potatoes, but everything but meat kind of thing. Isn't that interesting? I always did that.
Yeah, you can have fish.
We can have fish. My mother's a big fan of salmon, but growing up, I was like, oh, fish, gross. So it's really not a traditional part of...
No, but I'm saying, religious-wise, you can have fish.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And it was a big thing, too, back in the day, to literally fill up your bathtub with water and put a live fish in there until kind of the day came to kill it and eat it.
When was this bathtub fishing? Yes.
Great question. But my father told me about this, and I feel like he saw it happen. Like, my grandfather was Polish as hell. They were very, they're very working class, and they certainly did that. And if it wasn't my grandfather, it was my grandfather's father kind of thing.
They had to have gotten amped for that. Like, when are we getting when are we ripping the fish's head off? I mean,
yeah,
get too attached to the fish because, you know, someone's going to go in the bathroom, name the fish, or it's just going to die. Sure, I mean, there's a lot that can go into it.
You're like, isn't little Craig going to ruin our meal again because he got attached to the damn fish?
Right. Right. No, that would be wild.
I know. Isn't that? So that's like an Eastern European thing. That's a Polish. I'm sure that listeners could tell me that it's a whole bunch of like, it might be like a German thing. It might be a Czech thing. But I always remember that my grandfather told me this, and that's so strange. And so for me, yeah, no fish on Christmas. Now, sorry. no meat on Christmas Eve. Now we're getting ahead because Thanksgiving's afoot. And yeah. And what I was saying about my what normally happens is, yes, we eat Thanksgiving leftovers, turkey sandwich, and all those things for lunch and maybe on Saturday even. But Friday is kind of like, okay, we've gorged out on Thanksgiving everything. Now let's do something different. And so we do like spaghetti, you know, bolognese and meatballs.
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a feeling I'll be eating a lot of Italian food this weekend.
That's very true. And now, hold on. I'm so excited to hear you talk about this because I am too, or because I really want to hear what your thoughts are about it all. But it makes total sense, right? Because spaghetti bolognese is probably the easiest thing to make bulk, right? And Thursday, it's probably just like a huge ordeal to make all the food. And then Friday, you're like, what's easy as hell to make? Spaghetti meatballs. Done. Thank you.
Good night. See, we do spaghetti night Wednesday night. And then Thursday and then Friday leftovers because everybody goes shopping. Girls go shopping. Guys go play golf and nobody wants to do anything Friday.
See, golf's not a terrible tradition for Friday. I like that.
Golfing on Friday. I'm golfing on Wednesday.
I've got two things. One, my favorite leftover is I take the turkey. Like, it's usually white meat. I like dark meat, but the leftover turkey the next day, and I take a thing of Old Bay and I just shake Old Bay on the turkey and eat it by hand. That's how I like to snack on the leftovers.
Wait, a sandwich, did you say? Or
no, no, I just like to eat the turkey.
So you eat, okay, so you.
I'm not a big bread fan.
Turkey.
Like when I'm in the United States, I don't really eat bread. Outside of the United States, I'll eat bread.
I think that's funny because growing up, I did not like sandwiches. I was like, no, I don't want a sandwich. I don't want a sandwich. And now I dig them. But a Thanksgiving, like day after, you get some turkey, some mayo on there with some lettuce, and you put some homemade cranberry sauce. My goodness.
I mean, it's
maybe
good.
Some stuffing? Maybe some stuffing?
Mm. And then I've got, I am curious to report back on my eating it pages because I mean, they're very Italian and she was like, pretty much all we eat is Italian food. But I'm not cultured with what Italian food means other than what I see at Italian restaurants. So I'm interesting to see their take on like other stuff. But like, you know, when I think about Italian food, I'm like an uncultured swine where I just think about like pasta and red sauce.
Did Paige kind of give you a heads up? See, this is also kind of what I'm talking about. She might just like, she's not giving you a heads up because she thinks that everything that happens on their Thanksgiving is normal. And kind of like, I think what happens on my Christmas Eve is normal and you might go there and be like, wait, you eat cannolis on Thanksgiving?
Well, now at least if I walk like, somewhere whatever. And see a fish in the bathtub, I'll be like, holy shit, these are Polish people.
Right. Okay. Well, that would wig me out too. I'd be like, what is going on here? There's a fish in your tub. And that's probably not fun to clean out. But anyways, so Paige's family probably has a bunch of things that they do that they deem normal.
But see, there's also coastal Italian. Like there's a way to make like, you know, seafood dishes. Like, the Italian cooking style is a lot broader than I think. But she did say her dad and brother are making her mom make me lots of soups because they all know I love soup. And I was like, don't make your mom like work too hard. But
but at the same time. Soups, right. Please.
All of the soup. So it'll all be fun to soups. Report back.
That's actually a good one too, Craig. Turkey soup.
Yeah, I made a big turkey stock today.
Yeah.
My mom will finish it when I leave.
A turkey stock that'll last you for like a week.
Yeah. I mean, we're at this point, I will say that we're a little turkeyed out. Like everyone's just like, all right, we did it. Let's.
I'm sure. I mean, you know, turkey is a natural, what I want to say. Turkey's a natural melatonin. That's not the right word, but you know
it's
what I mean.
It's got the same effect.
Yeah. Yeah. It has that chemical in it.
Nick, it's,
yeah, the chemical that's in turkey.
Dopamine?
Yeah, dopamine.
It has, yeah. Okay. And I always have sliced turkey in my fridge so that if I get like the late night munchies so that I don't have to eat you know, garbage, which doesn't always work. But I eat a bunch of turkey, help me fall asleep.
I wonder if dopamine exists in sandwich meat, in sandwich turkey.
I think it does. Like shaved, shaved turkey.
I love that. Well, that's a great place for us to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Today's episode is sponsored by Bright Cellars. If you have ever been overwhelmed in the wine aisle and bought a random wine you end up hating, you are not alone. Finding the perfect wine match can be intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. That's where Bright Cellars comes in. Bright Cellars uses a wine algorithm to match you with wines you are guaranteed to love. All you have to do is take their 30-second quiz, and they match you with wines based on things you know you like your favorite type of chocolate, your favorite type of juice, things like that.
I've personally been a Bright Cellars subscriber for months before we even started our relationship with Pillows and Beer, and I introduced Austin to it. It's an amazing way to build your wine collection, and honestly, there's no more running out to the store at night when you have guests over or you just want to enjoy a bottle of wine by yourself. And even if you are not a regular wine drinker, a Bright Cellars gift card could be the perfect gift for that special wine lover in your life. No wait for delivery. So if you need a last minute gift, it's the perfect one for you. It's emailed to you. Basically, you don't need a physical card. It's personalized and thoughtful. You get them a gift card, then they can take the quiz and get wine that's personalized to their taste. They are perfect for family and friends, corporate gifting, and folks who deserve a thank you. Neighbors, Secret Santas, community members, or anyone else who could deserve some wine on you. It's the perfect time of year to have a few extra bottles around. Trust me. Bright Cellars will help point you toward the stuff that you'll want to taste and be proud to serve to your guests. Maybe you're spending more time indoors. Maybe you're getting ready to serve some wine for the holidays. Maybe you're getting ready to bring whoever's hosting you a bottle or two. I don't know. Like Patricia. I love taking her bottles of wine. Take the quiz. Learn what you like. Bright Cellars will send you wine and help you stock up for yourself, your guests, your hosts, etc.
For a limited time, Pillows and Beer listeners get 50% off their first 6-bottle box by going to brightcellars.com/PB. It's basically 6 bottles of wine for the price of 3. To get 50% off your first box, head to brightcellars.com. That's brightcellars, brightcellars.com/PB. Bright Cellars, helping you discover wine you'll love. All right, since you're listening to this show, I think it's safe to say you love listening to podcasts, right? Well, you'll find a ton of binge-worthy podcasts, including ours, on Amazon Music.
Amazon Music has more than 10 million free podcast episodes to listen to, like listen to the hilarious podcast Smartless 1 week before everyone else, which is amazing, and ad-free on Amazon Music, which is way less annoying, way more enjoyable experience, let me tell you that. The breathtaking true crime podcast, Dr. Death Miracle Man, is available 2 weeks early on Amazon Music. But Amazon Music isn't just for listening to podcasts. They have thousands of music stations and top playlists to stream for free. I love listening to pop metal in the gym, honestly. Whether it's like punk rock covers of Taylor Swift or Skater Boy or just songs that we listened to in high school. But as much as I love that music, having an ad interrupt my workout is so frustrating, it could ruin my day. That does not happen with ad-free listening on Amazon Music. Also, there's a ton of stations to get pumped up in the shower, pumped up at night. And then when I get home from my night out, I actually always say, like, play my sleep music. And Amazon Music plays Babbling Brook or anything like that to put me to sleep. I can't sleep in the quiet. I don't know what to tell you, Austin, but Amazon Music plays awesome white noise for me to fall asleep to.
If you've never tried Amazon Music Unlimited, now is a great time. For a limited time, new customers can try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 3 months. No credit card required. Just go to amazon.com/pillowsandbeer. That's amazon.com/pillowsandbeer to try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 3 months. amazon.com/pillowsandbeer. Renews automatically. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
There's nothing better than taking a shower at night and getting into your bed with clean, soft, perfect sheets. The cool thing about Bowl and Branch is every single night they feel the exact same they did when you open the bag. Actually, they feel even softer because every time you wash them, they get even softer and better. And just, it's my favorite part of the night is getting into bed and into my brand new sheets. We all know hot sleepers. I am technically one. And honestly, I don't like sleeping without a top sheet on top of me and a blanket. And with Boll & Branch, they cater to my needs and my partner's needs. And we just sleep better than we ever have. So treat yourself and your loved ones to the new standard in bedding from Boll & Branch. Their gifts come wrapped and ready in their special holiday packaging. Order by December 19th for guaranteed delivery by Christmas. I can't tell you how important this is with all of supply chain issues right now. And honestly, I would love to receive sheets as a present this year. So get up to 20% off your order from November 12th to November 17th with promo code PILLOWSANDBEER at bollandbranch.com. That's Boll, B-O-L-L, and branch.com. Promo code PILLOWSANDBEER. See site for details. Exclusions may apply.
Okay, so Nick, you brought up a good point. Friday shopping. You could not pay me to go Black Friday shopping.
My mom and aunt used to wake up when we were kids. They would go at 3 a.m. to like 11 o'clock at night.
And people love it. I mean, like I have family that does that and it's their, I mean, it's bonding for them. Like they look forward to it every year and it's like the girls wake up and I mean, that's their like sport. I have cousins that do it and my mom's friends and some aunts. My family was never.
Black Friday shopping, I can completely concur with this. Because Kia was 35, 45 minutes away from Charleston. So my mom and aunts and sister will come to Charleston to shop. And I'm like, no, I just got out of Charleston. The last thing I'm doing is going Black Friday shopping on King Street in Charleston.
No, I mean, also a lot of places do like week-long sales, which like we're making pretty much everything that you could get in our store, like sale-wise, you can get on our website. So like, I mean, I know we want people in the store, but I get it. Like, I don't want to, the last thing I want to do on the Friday after Thanksgiving is wake up early. Like, that's crazy to me. So, I assume by your food dancing that you, all of that noise that we just heard was your takeout food.
Yeah. I have my Szechuan chicken in a typical, like, Chinese takeout container that looks like I'm working late at the office, you know? Right. It's just a container.
Get your mic when you hear it.
Yeah, somehow you always end up eating on this thing, which is incredible. No, that's perfect. I think the people that like, I think South Park does a really funny thing on Black Friday. I mean, they do. Oh my God, South Park's coming out on Thursday. Brand new South Park movie. Like one of the like they have a 16 movie order they got for $900 million, and their movie comes out on Thanksgiving. I forgot.
Oh, instead of doing what you might call it, a season. They're just doing 16
movies. No, they're also doing seasons too. It was a $900 million deal. And I got real excited because I'm like,
good for those guys.
And they did say that. They did say that there was like a 14 movie order or something.
Yeah. So the South Park deal, because I wasn't allowed to watch it as a kid. I also hated it because the bullies like on the school bus and like the jackasses that looked like Cartman always talked like Cartman, and it drove me
Scott Tenorman
fucking crazy. But then as I got old enough, I just think they have a brilliant neutral take on everything. Like they make fun of, you know, exactly what you shouldn't make fun of. Austin, you can't eat on here or people are gonna fucking kill us. Okay, that's better. Yeah, let's see, Viacom. Yeah, $900 million over 6 years, 16 movies.
I thought I muted it.
No, you're good. Okay, but yeah, it's I'm excited. I didn't like the special that their latest special. I thought it was weak. I thought they had like the COVID special, they had so much that they could make fun of and they didn't.
That's probably so tough because they're so brilliant. And they sit there and they're like, we could make this a 3 hour long special and make fun of everything and everyone. And they're probably hampered by the time limit that they had to work with. That's true. An hour long special?
Yeah. Yeah. Which is 46 minutes. So you're right. I mean, that's you got to pick a narrative, I guess, and go with it.
And just run with it. And you're like, okay, well, which one? We have 20 to choose from, but I guess we're going to run with this one.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that. The new Spider-Man trailer came out. I couldn't really follow it, but I'm into it. Like, I love it.
Okay.
Well, did you watch any? And we talked about this. Did you watch the old ones?
I can follow it.
I watched. I didn't watch any of them that weren't the newest guy. Like, and Tobey Maguire, I didn't like. Like, it was just slow.
And then the next one's name is Andrew Garfield. So,
okay.
So now it's Tom Holland, and this is his third one. Well, he's done Avengers stuff too. He was in Civil War, Infinity War, and Endgame.
Well, Holland has, because Iron Man took him under his wing.
That's right. And really like him. I really like him. And MJ, played by Zendaya, is.
Well, Zendaya is fucking awesome.
Yeah, she's fucking great.
And so, the fact that they're
What's happening is this, Craig, is that people are wigging over the fact that now there's the multiverse, okay? So there's been other movies that have come out, and the multiverse is like basically what Doctor Strange, like that's his world, right? It's like the butterfly effect. And then that creates a different Spider-Man and other multiverses. So people are like, Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are going to come back for this one. And Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are being like, what? No. We're not in this. And everyone's like, bullshit. You are showing your hand. And apparently in the new trailer, there's like a fight, right? Where the new Spider-Man, Tom Holland, is like fighting into battle. And he's like, you know, about to kick and punch him. And you see what looks like the other Spider-Men being edited out because they don't want us to know. It's supposed to be like a big reveal.
Yeah, the bad guys are taking punches, but nobody's throwing them.
But no one's throwing them. And so it's like, y'all are trying to hide this. And honestly, it's one of those things, Craig, where like we know this about filming so much and it draws like a parallel, right? If you're trying to hide something on filming or when we film, then everyone else just wants to talk about it, right? But if like, so if they just would come out and be like, yeah, Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are going to make a cameo in the new Spider-Man, then no one would give a shit. It would be like, oh, cool. But they're trying to hide it. So that's all that anyone.
Yeah. And then what happens is if the reveal's not as big as everyone's making it up to be, since everyone's talking about it, then everyone's bummed and pissed off when they're like, no, guys, like it was supposed to just be a fun little surprise, like not main characters. But that also answers a frustrating question for me when I see superheroes played by new people, because I'm like, what the hell? I thought Spider-Man was that other guy and that other guy. So now it's all going to be brought in and be like, well, yeah, there's three different Spider-Mans in all the multiverses. Also, Bravo is now a multiverse. And it's going to be awesome for fans. But so you had the Spider-Man. I just watched Shang-Chi, which I really liked. I don't think Austin did, but it was long. Or no. Nick's,
my only problem is it was too long. They could have cut about 30 minutes out of that movie.
Yep, which I will never complain about a Marvel movie being
I will long, never but... complain about that either. No. You, oh man, the longer the better. Like if I could have like a 4-hour long Endgame, I would. Did you not watch that DC movie, Nick, and or Craig? With something that tells me that Nick has seen it. The Zack Snyder cut of
100% Justice League. That was awesome.
It was so sick. It was so ridiculous. So much badass stuff happened. So I like it to be the longer the better. But we don't know. I didn't know about this guy, and maybe that's my MCU kind of ignorance. I don't know about Shang-Chi. I don't know what his deal is. And these 10 rings, they baffle me. They totally baffle me.
Yeah, but I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but they really can't figure him out. Like, at least...
If you don't know the comics, then yeah.
Right. I only know the movies. Yeah. I thought... And the martial arts was sick. So I, like, grew up, obviously... Austin still doesn't know what he believes with it, but I was a black belt in Taekwondo. I was always fascinated.
I still believe it, Craig. I got to see you.
I bet I have my belts in my bedroom right now. I'll look for them.
Because I want to see your Amazon ordered belts
with drama. And when they're filming the commercial and drama's like, well, I'm a yellow belt or whatever.
Oh yeah. Here they are. I got my whole stack, my white, my two yellow, my blue, red, and black. Hold on. Let's see if you can see these. Oops. Wait.
Oh my God, he's not lying. Everybody. I am
looking straight at them and it looks like.
So, did you have to split a block of wood? Can you do that with your hand?
I had to break wood for my yellow belt. The brick I have, I broke a center block with a palm strike for my black belt.
With the what string?
A palm strike.
Oh, palm strike.
But yeah, those are my belts. But I have my like gis in here too somewhere. But anyway, I loved the kung fu with it. I actually might show my dad that movie tonight.
Is A black belt, guys. I don't know what to say. I want so badly for it to not be true, but it might be true.
We have videos. I'll have my mom and dad might have put them on like DVDs recently, yes. But yeah, one day like we'll film us watching those, and you'll have a really good time.
Okay, well,
wait, Awkwafina's in it too. I love Awkwafina. I think she's funny.
I do too. Yeah, I do too. I'm gonna tell you what I'm watching at the moment. Literally right now, it's paused. I have 30 minutes left in it because it's taken me literally. Apparently, it's taken me like a week. So I've watched it now for the fourth time. Trying to finish it is Jungle Cruise, and it's a rock movie. And Emily Blunt, right? John Krasinski's wife. And it's so typical rock, right? He's dressed in neutral colors. He's a big heaping man, kind of a badass. He's a ship captain trying to find some treasure in the jungle. And I'm like, haven't you done enough like jungle expedition movies? I mean, Jumanji, yeah, but what about the other one? Journey to the Center of the Earth? Like, he tends to have a genre that he likes to film. Well, actually, he's like the new Samuel L. He will film anything. Like, I saw a funny meme, and it was like, breaking news, The Rock set to film in every movie in 2022 ever. And that's like his
he MO. He does play it well. I mean, I don't get upset when I see him on the screen, though.
I don't either. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Fast and the Furious.
So here's my question. You still don't like... did you guys watch Ballers?
Yes.
Did you like it?
HBO.
I did.
Because you know who I really like? It's John guy. David Washington. Is that John the David guy? Washington. No, it's
No, that's Joe.
It's Denzel's son. Denzel's son is John David Washington, and he plays Ricky something.
Oh, yeah, like yeah.
The slot receiver who blah, 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 but I really liked him. The Rock, yeah.
See, I like the bald guy from Hot Tub Time Machine and Ballers. He makes me laugh.
Rock
that messes everything up.
Kills me.
Yeah, so Jungle Cruise was good. I honestly was like, I'm interested to hear your take after because I don't want to give any spoilers, obviously, but you're just like, this is wild. Like, it's kind of like Shang-Chi. Like, it just goes and goes and goes, and you're like, whoa, like, what? Also, the same is with Red Notice, another rock movie, another twisted, like.
Oh, my gosh. Red Notice. Craig, I hated
I just want to be a treasure. Every time I watch a movie about treasure hunting, that's all I want to do.
That's because you hate Ryan Reynolds.
No, it's not true. I think that Ryan Reynolds is funny. He is typecast as shit to be the handsome, snarky, like quick talking, quippy guy.
He's good at it.
He's a pro at it, no doubt about it. But it's another movie where the bullets just seem to miss them all. Right? It's like Ocean's 11. But
you've never voiced that frustration before because that makes sense.
Yeah, that is what bothers
me. And like not reloading their guns.
It's like, oh, look, there's 8 machine guns on them and they're just running across the rooftop and none of them seem to hit them.
Well, it's the stormtrooper formula.
But what
that's
the interesting. What?
That's a hot take. The stormtrooper
formula.
Right, where it's like,
they never hit anything.
They never hit anything. Like, why even fire your weapon? That's hilarious, actually.
At least in stormtroopers, they don't have to reload because they're like laser weapons. But
the stormtroopers are just, obviously they're pawns, but they are just so like, they are basically just like, okay, it's going to take you longer to get from point A to point B because they're in your way. That's all that they are.
So same as Shang-Chi, do you think they all brag about being in the movie, even though they're dressed like 1,000 other people in the movie?
Wait. What?
Like, do you think stormtroopers? And like, so like Shang-Chi takes the 90s ninja approach. Like, it was just like the old ninja movies we watched growing up, like with Rocky, Colt, and Emily, and like 3 ninjas and stuff. There's just a million ninjas all dressed the same. And I wonder if like when they're out drinking, they're like, yeah, I was one of those guys.
Oh, 100%. I'd be like, hell yeah, I was a stormtrooper.
Yeah.
So, Nick, you would use being a stormtrooper to get laid?
Yeah. Shit, Daniel Craig was a stormtrooper in The Force Awakens.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he take his helmet off?
Nope. He says like one line.
That's funny.
That is funny. I mean, who are we kidding? I would certainly say it. I'd be like, yeah if you saw the latest Star Wars.
I was yeah. Cool. Think back to season one and two, Craig. I used to play, you know, the Southern Charm, like rough cuts at late night parties. Actually, really just season one.
But Shep and Craig would party late night, and Craig would play the rough cut on DVD when they would send it to us on DVD. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
We get it a week early, and we would just play it and be like, this is wild. And especially in Charleston, when no one really thought it was a thing. But I thought you were going to say you were like watching Yellowstone, because I'm like, I've tried to slow. So Anna Hayward and Graham told me that they're not going to watch until the season's over so that they can watch it like blow through it. And
that's
I was
what I'm
like,
doing.
And she's honestly, not the only one. I'm about to say,
I was like, you're not wrong, because the first two seasons I was late to the game, so I got to do that. But this one, man, after I watched the second episode and I didn't have like the third, I was like, I don't know what to do right now.
Yeah. And that's what happens to me. And Nick, I understand where you're coming from, and Anna Hayward and Graham and countless other people out there. But when I'm sitting around on Monday night and I'm just sitting on my couch or something, and I'm like, what, am I not going to watch this episode of Yellowstone? Like, how am I possibly going to not do that?
Yeah, it's just too hard. Like, I have two episodes pending that I can watch right now.
Oh, wow, lucky guy. And,
yeah, I know. I just, like, Paige just started watching it, and I was like, I would do anything to have four seasons of Yellowstone to watch. Like, you don't know how lucky you are that you, she's like just finished the first season in a week, you know? And she's
so, are you not one of the people that like times. Go back and rewatch shows?
Yeah, but like, imagine watching it for the first time. Like, if I could go back and watch Peaky Blinders again for the first time, give me a break. If I could go back and watch Yellowstone, if I could go back and watch, yeah, lots of shows. Game of Thrones.
Chuck. You ever watch Chuck? That was one of my all-time favorites.
Chuck was great, and then I kind of bailed out after like the third or fourth
season.
Yeah,
it started to piss me off. Yeah. Wait, I think one of my favorite shows.
Three top five shows of all time, and Craig comes in hot with Chuck. What's one of your... Okay.
White Collar.
Okay. Oh, guys. Craig's a fan of... So you might have seen a Winter House where at one point Craig was like, all right, I'm going to go in my room and watch my shows. And Craig watches network shows. So like USA shows and like Fox. And
scripted.
Like soap. I don't even know what to call them, man. I haven't watched one of them.
Well, like Suits and those kinds of shows.
Yeah, like I love all that stuff. Yeah. But like Blacklist, like. But here.
So network TV.
Yeah, my all-time favorite show though was Alias. Alias. My dad and I would watch Alias together. Did you watch that with Jennifer Garner, like about ST6 and everything?
I did not.
Alias was an awesome show about a spy ring, like Designated Survivor, all of that stuff. But like Berlin Station. Let's see, I'm going through my iTunes. I don't know. I like spy stuff and like, yeah, I like spy stuff.
I do too, but I like spy stuff like Spy Game with Robert Redford and Brad Pitt. That's a hell of a movie. But Alias, isn't that show kind of old?
I mean, we were kids. Like, yeah.
Okay. Maybe it was, yeah. Yeah. I've never gotten into network shows, and it's so funny because the shows that you would go to watch were like Supermarket.
Yeah, and, no, Superstore. Yeah, Superstore.
And Chuck and those things. And so when
I'll put together a good list. I'll put together a good list. But yeah, I was going to watch Superstore that night when I send my shows.
I remember that too, because I've was joking about it with you when we were quarantining prior to going to the house, and you were like, all right, I'm just going to chill tonight and watch my shows. It's like, what the hell is Craig talking about? But it's good. It makes you happy because the shows are generally happy. Like Superstore is just like a whatever comedy.
Right. And it's an escape. It's an escape. Yeah. And it's my form of
kind of like reality.
Right. Well, except for us, reality TV is not an escape because it just it stresses us out. But yeah, speaking of Yellowstone, they've got a prequel series coming out called 1883. Yeah, I just saw that, and it makes one of the scenes now very relevant because they started doing flashbacks. And I was like, why the hell are we going into flashbacks? This is bullshit. But now it makes sense.
Wait, do I not spoil? Because the flashback.
Don't spoil it. I'll murder you.
You can't spoil it.
I will drive down to Charleston and murder you.
Yeah, don't do that. Also, we don't want to be like.
Well, it's just the actor that plays this guy, and you're like, oh, cool. Okay, all right, spoiler. Fine. Hey, be happy that I asked you.
I thought it was Rip, but it's not.
No, come on, man.
I know, but you can't. Don't say it. But
okay,
dude, look. What do you think's gonna happen? So Nick just showed me all of our podcast gear before you got on, Austin. The room's done. I hung like a 75-inch TV up there. We got a fireplace, and I mean, we're gonna have a full like podcast room finally. Probably
monitors and microphones that we can kind of
no monitors. Here's your laptop, but. It's got mics. It's got the
Rig monitors.
Well, he's got monitors. Yeah, already. He's got.
Do I use like a gaming chair?
It's actually got four mics hooked up to it. So if you guys want to have people over, get Jerry's ass over there.
Speaking of podcasting, which is really funny and really random, but Reza DM'd me at 5 and said, "Hey, brother, hope all is well with you. I wanted to circle back with you and see if you still want to do a Pillows and Beer episode together."
Yeah, tell him. Tell him we'd love to.
Yeah, he was like, they had me on a tight leash, but let me know. It would be a blast.
Okay, he must be like free to do stuff now.
Yeah, didn't mean to, just as they were filming, I think, and just as they said to us, Craig, like, obviously when we began this, they were like, oh, Austin and Craig, they like to drink and they're going to be loose lips, blah, 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 but we're not, so...
No, we don't really.
It's probably the same thing as them, to be honest. Anyways,
have you heard the new Taylor Swift album? I like anything Taylor does for the most part, but she did. Like, I was a fan of Red. Nick, you were talking about Red, right? The new,
yeah, the new version, Taylor's version.
Yeah. I like Red.
My only problem with Taylor Swift is it's like she goes, and it's the it's everybody's problem with her. If you have a problem, is. She goes out with people to write songs about them when they break up.
It's a major problem to me. Not going at Taylor, because you guys should all know that Craig and I love us some Taylor Swift. Like, they are anthems. They're fantastic. She is talented. No questions asked. But that just, can't you just not talk about every, like, and she dates them for, like, 3 months. Like, Gyllenhaal was trending on Instagram or wherever, probably Twitter. I don't go on Twitter.
That song's about him blowing off her birthday party. He bought her a $300,000 necklace or something, or ring, but didn't show up to the party, and that's a problem.
Well, see, Nick, that is a problem, Nick, because you should show up. Actions.
Give me the $300,000 ring.
Yeah, but Nick... God, you have no heart. Nick, the point is to show up, right?
Austin, where are you at in your mute? So, all right. Well, when you go through like a breakup and you can't listen to fucking country songs anymore or Taylor Swift because you're like, motherfucker, this hits way too close to home and I finally understand all of these. Then you have like, that middle ground where you're just like, you start to see how stupid it was to be upset about someone. So all those songs, you relate and you're finding yourself and you're like, I like me better when, I like me better when I'm with you doesn't hurt anymore. And then when you're like meeting new people and crushing, all of a sudden, like you're really into those songs that you're like, oh man, this, I get what this is saying. Like the butterflies and like, I mean, where are you at your music range right now?
That I was sending you that one song, Craig. I'm not saying that this defines where I'm at, but the Billie Eilish song. I bet you fucking didn't, dude.
I listened to like 10 seconds of it, and I was like, I can't do this right now. But I'll listen to it tonight.
It's called Happier Than Ever. If that's not spot on, I don't know what is. But I'm like, I'm in the like hype up songs. Like, yes, like drink a glass of wine and let's go.
If that makes sense. That
chair, that's my chair squeaking as I'm moving. I'm in that phase. Like I'm in whatever phase that there is to be in when the music is hitting, and I love it. There's no like,
that's definitely a real style to be in. Like I get what you're saying, where you're just like, fuck yeah, like you're in the shower and you're just like, yes, I'm ready to take over the world. All right, well I'll listen to it if it's like that. I thought it was like darker.
No, it's not dark. I mean, look, it's catchy as shit. It's applicable to probably a lot of people out there, and Billie Eilish is just so talented. But I don't listen to her that much, but someone sent it to me. Actually, Pringle did. Pringle sent it to me, you know, months ago. And the same thing as you, Craig. I was like, no, I'm good. I'm like, nah, I'm good. And then I did, and I was like, wait a minute. This song is actually really dope. But where I'm at is like, yeah, it's like the shower songs, and it's like, you drink a beer or whatever, and you're like, yes, I can't wait to meet up with Craig and Nick, and let's like do some shit tonight. And that is fun.
I love that. Well, it's a great place for us to take a quick break, grab a refreshment, refill that cup, that glass, that tin can, and we will be right back. Making content is an essential part of what we do to keep this show going, but it hasn't always been a seamless creative process, let me tell you that. Whether it's the graphics we put together for Instagram, the banners we put on our website, our merchandise, anything, even that every week we like to put up a picture on iTunes and every other place that our podcast is available. But look, that stuff takes time, but those pain points have disappeared with our use of Canva Pro. And ever since I've found Canva Pro, I can design anything like a pro on any device without those terrors and those hours of procrastinating and not being able to make a decision on what we wanted to design.
That's right. Canva Pro is a design platform that empowers you to create and share stunning content in just a few clicks. Designing with Canva Pro is amazingly fast and fun. Choose from thousands of templates that are easy to customize or start from scratch. Canva Pro has endless premium fonts, photos, videos, and so much more that add personality and edge to whatever you're designing. So design like a pro with Canva Pro. Right now, you can get a free 45-day extended trial when you use my promo code. Just go to canva.me/pillowsandbeer to get your free 45-day extended trial. That's Canva, canva.me/pillowsandbeer. canva.me/pillowsandbeer.
The holidays are the most wonderful time of the year, but if you're running an online store, you know they can also be the craziest time of the year. If you've got inventory to manage, orders to fill, and a growing list of stressed out customers checking in twice a day, wondering whether those last minute gifts will arrive in time. Of course, it's always your fault, right, guys? With ShipStation, the hassle of shipping out holiday orders melts away, leaving you with happier customers and more freedom to run your business or enjoy some much needed time off. ShipStation is one of the main reasons I am where I am today. Instead of being in my little dining room, my sewing room, sewing pillows and not being able to get them out the door, we're now shipping hundreds of pillows a week from our flagship store. It's amazing. It's easy to use. I'm a math guy. I love numbers and finance and the logistics that come with it, the apps that come with it, the statistics. I just love how basically I can look in real time and see how much money I'm saving. And with ShipStation, that's a lot. And especially at the end of the year, maybe we'll get that bonus from all the money we're saving from ShipStation.
So make this holiday season a little brighter with ShipStation. Use our offer code PILLOWSANDBEER to get a 63-day trial, just enough time to handle the holiday rush. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top, and enter code PILLOWSANDBEER. ShipStation, make ship happen.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to this episode of Pillows and Beer here with my best bud, Austin Kroll, and our other best bud, Nick. Nick, I think we just leave your last name as a mystery, or do we just tell everyone it's Norris?
Well, I guess you just did.
Secrets out. Craig, do you remember when I brought it up and I was like, hey, Nick, have you gotten any DMs or anything since you've been doing this with us? And then he sent me a long DM from this girl. A girl DM'd you, Nick, yeah? Why don't you tell us about that DM?
Well, it's very funny. It's all, I'm probably going to cut this out, but it's all.
That was my DMs for a long time.
Everybody's nice, which is awesome. No, there's only been one person that, but I just blocked them. Basically just went in on me and I was like, fuck you.
It's like with our YouTube lives. Like if someone says something mean, like you just block them. Who cares?
Oh my gosh.
Not what we do it for.
Nick, the best part is blocking people. Craig and I talk about it all the time. We're like, ha, I'm going to go to this comment, find everyone who said something nasty, and you're blocked.
Yeah, pretty much. They just said, fuck you, you piggybacking bitch. And I was like, all right.
What you're blocked. Fuck? Nick, let's go Jay and Silent Bob on them and like find their address and just kick some ass.
Nick, did you see our new Beachley pillows that we did for? I mean, that's our first subscription box.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Subscription boxes. And
I get bespoke, and now I love Beachley. I just got an awesome pair of like moccasins, like handmade moccasin slippers for the house, and like I haven't taken them off. Beachley, like this year, this box has like a shawl in it, this badass candle. I mean, look, I did that deal back when we were in Winterhouse. Jerry worked on most of it. And then I designed the pillows. But if you guys want, like go to beachley.com for the new winter box and use code Craig for 20% off or $20 off. But you know, it's something worth doing. It's great. And you know, you can only get these two pillows from that box, collector's item. So anyway, subscription boxes are taking off. How do you feel about them, Austin? Are you subscribed to any boxes? I did one that you couldn't
send this box stuff. A wine box?
Is it a sponsor of ours or do I just, I mean, I know I pay for.
We have a sponsor. Yeah. They're actually an advertiser.
Right?
This week. Yes.
What is it?
Vino?
No.
Bright Cellars. Yeah, dude. I get a box every month so I don't have to drink all my hall wine. And I'm just stacking that collection in the podcast room.
Cool.
One time I did like a wardrobe box and I didn't send anything back. And there was like $700 shoes in them. It's the brown shoes that I've worn all the way to like they have holes in them now. But I was like, I can't afford to do this. I'm never going to remember to send anything back. But with Beachley, you don't have to send anything back and you're great. But man, I think it's funny because someone was arguing about Christmas music earlier today. And I was like, man, I've been playing Christmas music since November 15th. As soon as November, I listened to it, you know. I listened to Mariah one time at Summer House this year. I blasted Mariah Carey like in my anyway. I listen to Christmas music all year round, but November 15th I started to turn channel 105 on SXM in my car. What about you guys?
I mean, there's times like when I was playing, you know, college golf and high school golf or like just amateur events, like right before I teed off, I put on Christmas music to just calm me down.
Yeah.
And then I'd go out. That'd be my pump up music would be Christmas music. But I usually start around Thanksgiving is when I start really going into it.
Austin, you're muted.
Okay. Well, that's not what I expected you to say, Nick. I have not done any Christmas music yet.
It's too warm down there. I think weather matters. Like up here, it's cold. So I'm like, fuck
it. It's supposed to be 19 degrees tomorrow night.
No, that's not entirely true because Craig, you also are like a November 1st person Christmas tree guy. And for me, Christmas doesn't begin until the day after Thanksgiving. And day after Thanksgiving, we always go to the sanctuary to light the Christmas tree or watch the Christmas tree lighting. And that is the start of Christmas to me. Also, Freeform, 25 Days of Christmas, they agree.
I love that, except I just got to a point in my life where I was like, 40 days or 30 days of Christmas isn't enough for me. I need 45.
Wait, and 45 is where does 45 begin?
That's maybe not four. Okay, so minus five. Okay, I need 40 days of Christmas, so that's November 15th.
So do you stop playing Christmas music after Christmas is the question, or do you wait till New Year's?
I hate that week between Christmas and New Year's, and I especially hate after New Year's because I'm like, now we have nothing. Except fortunately,
January to February is like
yeah. I was about to say, what are you talking about? We have everything, Craig. You and I for the past 4 straight years have taken a trip after New Year's.
No, it's our January this year is packed.
Yeah,
but yeah, that week, the week before, the transition between Christmas and New Year's isn't very fun because I'm not a huge New Year's guy.
I am not either, unless you have. Well, okay, so last year, I've never been more ho-hum about New Year's in the past 5 or so years, and that's because Fish was canceled. And it was like, well, what the hell do I do now? I'm just in Charleston. I ended up having a blast, though. I was hanging out with Shep and Taylor, and we went to Beer Garden, which, if you think about it in the grand scheme of, like, of all the things you could do, it's not the best, but it's like New Year's only really matters about who, well, kind of with everything about who you spend it with, right?
Yeah.
And it was just so much fun. So it's like, if like you know, you and Paige could do New Year's in Delaware and you'd be like, this is the greatest New Year's ever because you're the person that you care about.
I actually think that that's what we're gonna do because the Ravens play on the 2nd and you and I have a trip on the 3rd. Yeah. And so we're gonna fly out of BWI on the 3rd. And so I was really trying to take her somewhere tropical just because I was like, well, fuck it. If we're not doing Aspen on New Year's this year, let's just go somewhere warm. And she's like, Craig, let's just not overthink this. Let's go to like one of our happy places, basically like Delaware, and just chill. So I think you're right. And then I think around like, I think February might be the first 2 weeks might be when I go somewhere warm. But January, it looks like we're going to be at the mountains the whole month.
I think that. Okay, so New Year's.
Me and you used to do New Year's together, but then last year it got a little messed up, and now whatever, we have a big trip.
So I'm going to go to New York the 29th to the 2nd and then fly out directly from there to go on our trip.
Yeah, I wonder. See, I couldn't do my first Fish show the night before our trip, but I will go with you sometime. But
I know. I mean, I actually thought about trying to get you to come. I was like, you and Paige come because.
Well, what is there one on like New Year's and then we could just go to Delaware?
Yes,
or
is only yes, on the. Yes. Okay. Yes, there's one on New Year's Eve. So they're doing 4 nights. So 29th, 30th, 31st, 1st. And I think that Shep and Taylor are just doing the 31st. And then 1st is a day of recovery, which is when you could jump on a train, I guess, and go back or whatever.
We'll probably do, there's a chance that we'll do one of the first 2 nights with you, and then we're going to come to Delaware.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, hey, man.
That's kind of exciting. So, everyone, my first Fish show, I don't even know what Fish is, except from Austin, I couldn't name the song. But Burlington, and hey, I've always been open to it, and I said when I have a chance to go, I'll go. So, that could be pretty fun.
Yeah. It could be. Hell yes.
Favorite movie quotes, man. I have one, which was what social media platform did you used to have a quote? Was it MySpace or Facebook?
I mean, you know, now it's Hinge, but like
no, but Facebook.
No, before that, it was profile, like when I was in like middle school.
In your profile was Facebook, and also MySpace. But MySpace had a song, actually.
Yeah, MySpace was the song. Okay, so my quote on Facebook was The Rock. Losers whine about trying their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen. And it's something that the moment I saw that in a movie, I was like in high school and I wasn't like, you know, I was still battling bullies and I wasn't cool yet. And I was like, I just something resonated with me with that quote. I think it's, yeah, losers complain about trying their hardest or trying their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen. And I was like, that's my quote. Or
wow. I mean, I'm such a movie quote guy, Craig, that like I talk about it throughout normal conversation.
I got to put together some movie quotes and hit you with them, Austin, to see how good you actually are.
Yeah. I would probably hit them all. I'm not going to say that. I'm pretty damn good at them. I use them in everyday life and I pride myself on it, which maybe I shouldn't. I'm like, God, if only it was like a usable talent. But
well, that's what my dad and I say. We're the knowers of useless information.
Yes. Welcome to my plethora of useless knowledge. And so it's funny that you say that, because I was going to talk about it and then I saw that we had written this on this movie, Craig. What's it called? Jungle Cruise? On Jungle Cruise, something happens and he was like, a brother's blade cuts the deepest. And I was like, ooh, remember that one. That's a damn good one. Not that that's my favorite. I mean, hell, we could go into.
Why do you think I get so mad at you all the time?
Yeah, well, that's why I was like, I got to say it to Craig. I was like, this is fucking gold.
Even though a blade to me is like you not looking at me the right way. And I'm like, well, fuck you, Austin. You're dead to me.
Well, yes, Craig, I understand it's a metaphorical blade.
I mean, the reason I put that in there.
I meant my level of associating things with a blade is not that high.
And I obviously thought it was super pertinent to exactly what we're talking about. And I didn't know that I was going to be using it now, but it makes sense that I am using it now.
Did we talk about this vacation with a current partner that we previously went on an ex on here or somewhere else?
That was, we briefly talked about it with Sierra, you and me.
Okay, Austin. So we were saying at what point, like, is it okay to go on a vacation? Basically, like if I had so like take Cinque Terre, for example, in Italy, like I went there with an ex-girlfriend. It would be weird, I think, to plan a trip to Cinque Terre with Paige. What I don't think would be weird is if we happen to have a wedding in Italy, if we then went to Cinque Terre since we were there. Like, we're saying, at what point can you go on a vacation or plan a vacation with your current partner to a place that you used to go to with your ex? Or do you just not go to that place?
I think that you definitely can. You definitely can in the future, right? Because the whole point of moving on past an ex is to do just that. You're like, oh, I even forgot that we went here, except for that you know that you went there. But it's like, that's not the point of me taking you here or us going here. It's that this place is phenomenal. You definitely do not make it your first couple of trips. That would be my only thing. Like, you don't make it your first couple of trips because you're doing your own thing. You're carving your own path. But at some point, and that's a good question, that's what you're asking me. At some point, I mean, trip number five, who cares if you go to Cinque Terre if you've already done four other bitchin' trips? Like, right. You go to Cinque Terre and you have a blast, and you didn't take your partner there because, like, you're trying to be nostalgic about your previous partner. Like, you go there because you're like, this place is badass and we're going to have a blast.
Yeah, that's a good answer. And, like, it would really suck to have to cancel, like, you know, a bitchin' place just because of, like, some stupid thing.
And then once you're at that point, who cares?
Let's see. And then we've got...
Maybe you'll stay in the same, like, hotel.
Right.
Maybe you'll stay in the same... Like, oh, my God. And we used to eat breakfast on this veranda every morning.
One of the 90-day couples, she invited the guy to move from his country, and they stayed on the same floor in the same building that she, like, stayed in with her ex and, like, hid it from him. It was kind of, like, funny. The guy handled it well, but it was weird. But,
yeah.
Dude, this
new... 90-day?
Yeah, 90-day kind of sucks right now. It's really breaking my heart. But I need, like, it's basically, like, the single life is just awkward to watch. And I already know what happens with a few of the couples because social media is, like, starting to ruin the time that these shows can have before filming and airing because we already know everything. That and the other way is just fucking weird. All the couples hate each other. There's one person in every couple that likes the other one way more than they like them, and they just shouldn't be together. So my 90-day isn't the best right now.
I can hear it in your voice. It, like, stresses you out a bit because it's your favorite show.
Well, and now turning it on stresses me out. I'm like, this is supposed to be my escape. But yeah, that, I mean, look, like, new shows, this, the Chris Hemsworth one, I haven't really seen. It's called Limitless, but he pushes his body to the absolute limit in every type of way. For me, like, I'll do a lot for money, but fuck that. Like, that's not, I'm not doing
Isn't
that.
Isn't there already a show with Bradley Cooper called Limit? No, that's a
no,
movie.
That's like an actual show. This is like another, like, that's a movie based off Disney
Plus. Oh, okay.
All right. Like, no, if like, you look it up the trailer, he just like literally puts his body through the absolute,
like, unscripted.
Trailer. Yeah. It's just, I mean, like you said, for a certain amount of money, there'd have to be a very high price for me to kill myself like that.
Why is he doing these movies now? Like, he did the Shark Week thing, and I suppose I get that because it's Shark Week and it was pretty cool. I mean, I turned it off after 30 minutes. Because
he plays a superhero, he now wants to be one.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do, every week I'm going to do something that pisses me off in the social world. I've got a couple right now, but I'm going to be nice. I've got one about celebrity couples, but I need more time to explain it. So today I'm going to go with Instagram accounts labeling things as breaking news that aren't. So like Rory ripped his shirt after his round at the golf tournament the other day. It was breaking news in all capital letters. And I was like, remember when like OJ's car chase was breaking news? Like Rory getting mad and tearing his shirt off isn't breaking news. It's reportable news, like it's gossip news, but breaking news is like there's an attack or something fucking bad happened or crazy. Like that, I don't know. What do you think? Did you think that was breaking news that Rory got mad and ripped his shirt off?
No. And it was, they tried to make it seem like, ooh, oh, watch out for Rory. Yeah, no, I'm gonna stop there. Stupid news, who cares? And when I read it, Greg, the way that I read it was this, was that they tried to tag Nike in it. They didn't even really tag Rory in it. It was like Rory McIlroy seen tearing his at Nike shirt as if it was like some attack on the Nike brand. I was like, yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh,
it's my like gosh. He's competitive and he got
caught a slow news day. You know, we always say that.
I just don't think they should be allowed to say shit like that. It's annoying. But yeah, guys, hey, I think that that was a great week. I think we're going to have a lot to catch up on next week. You know, we've got a little bit of time off, and I'm excited to hear how Kiowa goes. I'm excited to tell you guys about the Italian Thanksgiving.
I'm excited to hear about parents. It.
Hopefully you hear from
me. I'm going to be sitting there. I'll be texting you, right? Be like, Craig, blink twice. If the father has not murdered you.
Yeah, Austin doesn't know if this might be our last podcast, according to Austin.
But
all right, Nick, where are you spending where are you spending Thanksgiving, Nick? Real quick, so we know where you are.
At home. Usually we go to North Carolina where we have like 40 people and we have four turkeys, but this year we are doing it at home with some family friends. So it's still gonna be pretty, we still have two turkeys this year instead.
Nice.
So staying in Charleston this year.
Well, guys, hey, Craig, Nick. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Yep. I'm gonna talk to you guys, everybody. I'm sure, on Thanksgiving, but in terms of this podcast, happy Thanksgiving. And to everyone out there, happy Thanksgiving. I hope you get to spend it with all your loved ones and in your happy places, as we have to talk about. And can't wait to see you guys next week.